You're glad we came away without the kids to sort things out?
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's beautiful.
The ridge curving all round.
Like a great blue wall.
Oh, you'd never guess, would you? From the road.
It's like a weird secret land. You come through the old slate tip and then this.
You'd never guess from up there that the ridge was so huge.
The tumbling perspective. Oh, beautiful. Look at that lake down in the valley. Look how it's shimmering.
You're glad we came away without the kids to sort things out?
Yes. If it is sorted out. If she...
Joanne, it's over. I must have been mad to endanger what I had with you and the kids.
She doesn't have kids to risk hurting, does she?
Joanne, it's finished. She's gone back to her husband. The last thing I ever wanted was to hurt the kids. The last thing I ever wanted was to lose you, Joanne. Oh, come here. What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear?
What is it?
Buzzards. Can't see them. Oh, yes. There they are. Can you see?
Where?
Two of them. They look like specks wheeling overhead.
Oh, yes. So high. And the sound so near.
Sound really carries here. It must be the curve of the ridge. It's a natural auditorium for the sound. They must live on those crags on the ridge. Oh, it's so cut off here. So wild.
Yet so secret and enclosed.
So high up and yet so hot.
So hot for spring. For so early in the year.
It's like a cradle of heat and sound. A quaint little cottage over there in those trees.
What a place to live if you could.
What a view to have from your own front door.
It looks almost Mediterranean on this hill in this heat. Like a house on a Greek hill.
It doesn't look inhabited.
Well, wasn't there a for sale sign at the end of the lane?
Yes, I think there was.
Well, where are you going? Graham?
Let's have a look. Rhwng Huey Avon. It means between two waters. See? There's a stream running this side of the house. There must be another one further off on the other side.
It's got its own field.
About an acre.
The path's a bit overgrown.
Brambles across the door.
Oh, slate flags on the floor.
Nice little slate fireplace.
Oh. Very nice. Oh, this is the kitchen. Running water, this taps. Probably piped directly from the stream. Oh, look at that amazing slate range.
Oh, yes.
Slate flags in here, too. They look in very good condition.
There's a lot of plaster falling off the walls.
Well, it's probably not been opened up for years. Oh, these are good, solid slate walls. Slate windowsills, too. Roof's in pretty good shape.
There's a few slates missing.
Oh, nothing you couldn't soon replace.
What was that?
I don't know. Sounded big. Perhaps it was a heron in the stream.
It came out of the tree. Look, there's a crow's nest in the tree.
Need some flashing round the chimney breast.
That upstairs window frame looks a bit rotten.
It'll just be the gutters overflowing. Those ash trees so near our house. You'd have to keep a ladder up here to clean them out every year.
A robin. The house has got a robin. Look, he's watching us. Look, there are primroses in the garden.
God,
view from the front door.
The ridge all round. So otherworldly. Like a magic wall cutting the place off from the rest of the world. And this whole little field.
Oh, just imagine the kids playing in this field.
Graham.
Oh, Joanne. If it's for sale, let's buy it.
What?
Let's buy it as a holiday home. Just think, spending every summer here, you, me and the kids. Imagine the warmth from here. Imagine spending every summer here. Oh, think how it would refresh us both for the next academic year.
Yes.
Joanne, you could paint. You've always wanted to paint. You could paint this landscape.
Graham, do you really mean this?
It feels so right, Joanne. It's as if it was no accident we turned along this track.
You do mean it, don't you?
As if the place was just waiting for us here. For the new start we've made.
Oh, Graham. Yes, I could paint. And the kids would love it here.
The new degree syllabus?
Oh, thanks.
How have you been?
Fine. Fine. Don't worry about me. I heard you and Joanna buying a holiday cottage in Wales.
Oh. Yes. It seemed like a good investment.
Yes, I'm sure.
Hey, look at this field. What's at the bottom?
Let's see, reach you.
No, don't go outside the gate. And stay away from that patch of nettles.
Right. Let's see how this plastering's progressing.
I have to admit that when I heard about the cottage, it really hit home.
Hazel, don't torture yourself this way.
What? You mean don't torture you? You mean, let you off the hook, pretend none of what's happened has caused me any pain?
Hazel, I never meant to hurt you.
Oh, get real, Graham. Whoever embarked on an adulterous affair without most of the people involved getting hurt?
Yes. Well, then there are children involved.
I know, Graham. I know.
Hey, it's great here.
Let's see what's on the other side of the field.
Well, it all looks great replastered.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Let's have a look at the new window in the bedroom.
Hello, this is the office of Dr. Graham Ellis. I'm afraid I'm out of the office now for the rest of July and August, but please leave a message.
We should build a dam. Hand us that big stone there.
Hey, look, don't move. Look, it's a squirrel.
Hey, yeah.
A red squirrel, but dead rare. It's coming closer. It's coming to look at us.
Hey, yeah.
Right, let's get cracking on the bedrooms.
It's a fantastic dam now.
The pool's huge.
What's that?
What's that marking?
What's that bird?
It's a raven. I thought I'd been hearing ravens.
I said it was.
They must nest on those crags with the buzzards. It's evening. They'll be starting to fly back to the crags for the night. See how wild and cut off we are here?
Don't go off again, boys. We're about to have dinner. We'll have it out in the field again.
I'll get the water from the well.
Oh, God, isn't it glorious here? Look at the ridge, all golden in the evening sun. Pull the hook straight onto the bed leg. Oh, look at those little old jugs. They look lovely on the bedroom mantelpiece. There. That's everything done. The Doesn't it look wonderful?
Our own little home from home, tucked in the hills.
Finish the wine?
Thanks.
I can't believe we'll be back in the city this time tomorrow.
We've had a wonderful summer, haven't we?
Yes, we have. The kids have had a fantastic time. I didn't get much landscape painting done.
Well, now I've got the place finished. Next year you will.
Hmm.
It was the best move we made buying this place.
Mum, Dad! Mummy, Dad! Look at the ridge!
God, look!
Covered in clouds.
We've never seen cloud on them before.
Can you see, boys, how the cloud sticks to the top of it in a great long line?
Yes.
It'll stretch with the mountains right down to the sea. The cloud comes in off the sea and it sticks to the top. It travels in along the mountain tops.
But, Daddy, why haven't we seen it before?
Because we've had such good weather.
There must be less good weather coming. Well, it is nearly autumn. September tomorrow. Right, let's get these things cleared away.
What is it? Who's there? Is that you, Marky?
Daddy, what's that noise?
It's just rain, Marky. It's raining, that's all.
It's strange, Dad. It's fairy.
Bring the bedding down, Graham.
Yes,
I... I'm cold. We'll put your jumper on. Marky, please don't sit there when we're trying to pack up. Move sideways.
Oh,
well, put your shoes on. God, it would be raining. There's just no room to manoeuvre when we're all packed inside this place.
My shoes feel cold.
Okay.
Hello, Graham Ellis. Cecil.
So, this is the cottage.
You wanted to see it? Well, here it is.
Certainly is beautiful here.
God, yes. Isn't it amazing here in autumn? More beautiful, if anything. The colours, the mountains still purple with heather. Oh, and those rowan trees, almost luminous red.
Aren't you going to show me inside?
Oh. If you want.
Oh, I see. It would be a betrayal of Joanne.
No. No. Come inside. Look around.
What's that?
A crow in the tree.
Well, you and Joanne have certainly made it homey.
You don't like it?
It's very...
What? You don't like antiques, do you?
It's just a bit cluttered for my taste. A bit busy. And it's certainly evidence of your business in working at the marriage.
Hazel. Hazel, you know I can't leave Joanne. I couldn't before, and I...
No, I know.
Well, look, I guess this wasn't a good idea.
Oh, it was an excellent idea. I understand now. All these things, all this care. I understand your commitment to Joanne. That's what this place is, isn't it? The proof. To yourself. To Joanne. To me. However much you still need me after all, your basic commitment is to Joanne.
I really can't leave Joanne while the children are so young. When children are involved...
Yes. Quite. That's the problem.
Well, maybe Nick will leave me.
Let's go. Give me the creeps to me. Look, your plaster's cracking already. The weather must have been too dry when it was done.
Hazel, what did you mean that's the problem? What do you mean maybe Nick will leave you?
I think I'm pregnant, Graham. It's your child if I am.
Where's Dad? He's going to have us with the dam.
He's gone to the village for some shopping. He should have been back by now.
Hello?
Hazel, I just wanted to check you were okay.
I'm fine. Still tired.
How's the baby?
Amy's fine. Nick's just changing her. I'll let her go.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. Hazel?
Where's Dad?
He's gone walking on the ridge.
What? Without us? Why aren't you painting?
Because there's too much to do when your father's not here to help.
Are you fetching water? I'll help.
Come on, Hazel.
I really think we shouldn't have come here.
Come on. We're here now.
Only mild for November.
The climate here. Sheltered by these helms.
Smells a bit damp.
Well, it's just the time of year. It's only surface damp. This is a really dry house. So solidly built. Soon take the chill off with a few good fires.
Look, your plaster's coming off by the window here.
Oh, it's just cracking. Newish plaster. Always cracks a bit. Soon patch up. Come near the fire. Soon get going. See? Blazing up already. The chimneys, they're really well designed. What's wrong?
All this stuff with Joanne's. This place. It's yours and Joanne's. I shouldn't have come here.
Hazel, I told you, this place doesn't mean all that anymore. Last summer here, all I could think about was you. Worrying about you. I just had to keep getting away. Go off walking. Just couldn't bear living a lie.
This place must mean the same thing to Joanne.
Come on. Pull the chair nearer the fire. I'll get the range going next. Cook us some stew.
What's that?
Nothing. Stop being nervous.
No, what is it?
Nothing. Nothing. A sheep on the slate tip, making the slates fall. I told you. It's a natural auditorium. Sounds are magnified in it.
God, it's Nick. He's followed here.
You took her there. I don't believe it.
Joanne.
You took her to sit on my chairs, to eat off my plate, to... God! You took her there to carry on your squalid affair to the place we built up together, specifically as a way of putting her behind us and starting again.
You were deceiving me, weren't you? All along.
No, Joanne, it wasn't like that. Not when we bought the place.
Oh, well, she soon wheedled her way back in, didn't she? Just as I thought she would. My God, the bitch! The fool you both made of me! All that time while I was having to be civil to her in the university. All this time while I've been thinking of the cottage. And she was laughing up her sleeve.
Joanne.
Well, you mind both of us divorces. But I'm telling you one thing. She's never setting foot in that cottage again.
It's this letter from here that reclaims the writing. Imagine. Oh, God, Graham.
This is it.
It's from Joanne.
Madam, you are not to set foot on my property without my express permission. Oh, my God. She's insane.
Oh, Graham, she'll be so hurt. I feel so ashamed.
Well, I think that's the idea. How can she be so childish?
God, this is so sordid.
Her property. Property. How can she reduce it to terms of property? She's being ridiculous. I mean, I had tickets. And Paul and Mark were looking forward to that show.
I know.
She's doing it deliberately, you know. She's stopping them from coming here. What does she think she can gain by that?
Well, I guess she doesn't want them to come to me.
But what's it doing to them?
Maybe she thinks that you can't see the boys. It's a way of making you go back. You went back before.
Using the children to manipulate me. She wants to wake up to the truth that it's all over, that she can't manipulate
me. Once the divorce goes through, you'll get proper access and she won't be able to play those games.
What's this? It's from her solicitor. Hung Thuy Afon, I write to inform you that the share owned by my client in the above-named property is to be held in trust for the children Paul and Mark Ellis. Oh. What the hell's she up to?
What if you'd ever do any such thing as to cut your children out?
What? No. It's her that's cutting me off from my kids. You know what she's up to? She's doing it again. Using them to make sure I don't get the cottage in the divorce.
Don't blame me, Graham, if you feel you're losing touch with Paul and Mark.
But you're...
You made that choice last summer. You lost touch with us. Leaving us stranded in that godforsaken place. No phone, bloody water to carry. While you went off mooning about that bitch and her brat.
The way she talks about the cottage. All it is to her now is a means for revenge. Reduce it to that. A bargaining chip in the divorce.
Oh, come on, Graham. Surely you can see it's more than that. You and she bought that cottage to mend your marriage. It's not just a bargaining chip to her. It's a symbol of your marriage.
For God's sakes, we're getting divorced. She needs to accept the reality and let the symbol go.
Mummy, can't we get to the cottage?
No! You know I can't manage there on my own.
Do you think the dam will have broken in the stream?
Probably, by now.
Joanne, this is ridiculous. We need to sort the business of the cottage out. Look, you don't go there, we don't go there. Hazel won't while you've got that stupid injunction on her.
I think not.
Oh, Joanne, please, be reasonable.
I'm not just handing it over to make her feel better about sneaking onto my property.
But you don't even go there.
To be reminded of how you betrayed me there.
It's just sheer jealousy and revenge.
It's more than that, Graham. Can't you see? It's her strategy for preventing the divorce going through. Why you and she can't agree? Why don't you let her have it?
Well, for a start, she just said it.
Well, what does it matter? No one's been there for ages. Look at that mountain, it's probably disintegrating fast.
It's a very dry house. Solidly built, precisely to withstand mountain conditions. I've been to look at it, you know I have, and it's fine.
Well, to be perfectly frank with you, Graham, I wouldn't relish the thought of going there again after all that's happened.
Hazel, please don't say that. If you let yourself feel that, you let her win this ridiculous psychological battle. I love that place, Hazel. And it's obvious now that she never really did. If she makes you feel that, she succeeded in coming between us.
I suppose.
And I won't let her win. I won't give that place up.
You don't have any monopoly of feeling about that place. It was my retreat as well, remember? I was going to paint. We were going to be happy there together. And you just don't accept responsibility, do you, for destroying that for me?
Well, even so, Joanne, Now it's gone for you.
Oh, you think that after you've destroyed it for me, I should collude in keeping intact your little idyll there with her?
It's not like that, Joanne. It's something deeper. What that place means to me. I mean, when I'm working here in the city, when I'm bogged down with assessments and faculty meetings, it's what keeps me going. The thought of that place. I don't have to think of the little field in front of the cottage, and I can feel myself relax. I don't have to think of the ridge all around like a great safe wall with the endless freedom of the distances beyond.
Oh, right. Your safety and your freedom.
What?
Your dream of freedom and escape within marital security. That's it, isn't it? God, it's well named, isn't it, that place?
What do you mean?
Between two waters. You, stuck between your two conflicting selfish needs. Your need to have it both ways.
I don't see what this has got to do with the cottage.
Everything. When we first saw the cottage, I thought we were sharing some kind of dream. But you weren't sharing any dream with me. For the real betrayal, Graham, was that you let me think you were. That's what the cottage really stands for. The way you cheated me then. Like that, right from the start.
Hazel, I've got it. Joanne's given up. I've got the cottage.
It'll probably need a lot doing to it now.
I've had it done up.
There's been three weeks since this, Graham. Places that aren't lived in. Places like that up a mountain.
Oh, these Welsh cottages. They're built for those conditions. Don't forget, that cottage has been withstanding those conditions for the past 150 years. When I first looked at it, it hadn't been lived in for years, and it was dry as a bone.
When you and Joanne first looked at it, when you had your rosy specs on, when you were convincing yourself you'd make your marriage work.
Hazel, it's no good, is it? If you're going to go on associating the place with Joanne...
I'm sorry. I know. It's silly. You must admit, though, Graham, you've not had much chance to keep the place up. I mean, I just don't fancy taking the children there when the place might not be fit.
Of course it'll be fit. Well, we'll go and check it out. You'll see.
Grass is short.
Sheep. They've obviously got in over the walls. Barbed wire's down. I'll have to fix that. Door must have got a bit swollen.
Terribly damp, smelling.
Oh, not really. We'll soon air it out.
God, it's filthy. What's all this black stuff on the walls? It's mould.
Still wipe off.
Oh, look at the rugs. They never should have been left on this old stone floor. They're mouldy. You've been here, why didn't you lift them?
It'll brush off, surely.
Nope, they're rotten right through. God, Graham, this place is really damp. I thought you said it was all okay.
It is, it's fine. It's nothing that won't cure with a stiff breeze through. We'll open all the windows and doors.
Graham, it's misty. There'll be water vapour coming in.
Just a cloud, it'll pass.
Oh, looks to me as if the cloud hasn't passed for the last 3 years.
Graham! Graham! Come up here!
What?
Graham, have you seen the wall in this bedroom? Come and look! Graham!
What are you doing sitting out here?
The sun's come out. Told you it would. Look, the clouds are lifting off the ridge.
But I thought we were looking around. I was showing you the bedroom wall.
Hazel, chill. What's the point of coming here if we can't take advantage of what it's got to offer? God, just look at that view now the clouds are going.
The mattresses are very mildewed. Hardly surprising, that wall's really damp.
It won't be damp.
Well, it... Well, won't you look?
Feel how damp it is.
It's nothing.
But the plaster's chopped off. Something must be causing that.
It'll just be the gutters.
No, look. It's under the window. The window frame's rotten.
It can't be. I had that window replaced.
Well, maybe the mortar's gone between the stones outside.
It won't be that. It'll just be the gutters. They just need cleaning out.
Graham, why don't you look at the mortar outside? Graham?
Why are you looking so hard to find fault?
I just...
It's just a bit of damp. It can only be expected from a place like this, and you're acting as if the place is falling down. What's going on here, Hazel? You're letting everything that happened... Hazel, you can't do this. You just can't let Joanne win this battle. Joanne never loved this place for itself. Only for what she thought it proved about our marriage. Don't you do that too, Hazel.
Perhaps if we got rid of some of this junk. Didn't it used to be worse up here than this?
I don't think so.
If so, wasn't there more bric-a-brac? Didn't you have any burgles?
No. No, I'm sure not. This isn't the kind of area where people get burgled. People leave the houses unlocked around here.
Are you sure? It's not that far from civilization, not when you consider that everyone's got cars.
This is a very safe place. Hazel, don't get spooked.
Hey, Amy, wasn't that amazing, shooting up into a cloud? Don't you remember, Beck? We nearly always do. Dad, isn't that amazing? We're inside a cloud, and it was sunny down below.
Yes.
Come on, Amy, let's go and look at the screen.
Don't be long, girls. We need help with cleaning up and unloading.
Yeah. Wait on, Beck. Down here, this is the best way. Let me wait.
The warmth in the front room's worse than ever.
Can we go? We've finished.
Well, come back in a bit to help with the pot. Come on then, get out. Mind the pans on the stove.
Becky, be careful.
Sorry.
Put your goggles on.
Okay.
And be careful on that wet slope if you go by the stream.
Okay.
This kitchen's far too tiny for us all. If you took this wooden partition down, I'm sure it was originally all one room.
Oh, it's cosy.
But it gets too hot. The range is too big for the space. Whereas the other room never gets properly warm or dries out. And what do you think of that wall?
What?
In the front room.
I think it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's drying out.
Graham, the surface is drying out. As it always does whenever you train heaters on the walls. But as it dries out, the paint drops off, and then the plaster. We've got plaster dropping off all the walls. What's the point of drying it out with heaters if the damp is coming in?
There won't be damp coming in. This is a very dry house.
Why won't you at least look at the outside walls?
I wish you didn't hate my cottage.
All so difficult, Graham. I mean, the plaster and paint all over the beds. It even gets in the girl's hair. In all the things. I unpack when we get back home and it just comes cascading out. And I worry about taking wood beetles back. That beam in the girl's room is riddled. We ought to look in the attic.
It's a country cottage, Hazel. It's not a bourgeois little semi.
bourgeois enough when you and Joanne stuffed it with knick-knacks.
What?
You know what the trouble is? You won't let go. You're always telling me not to identify the place with Joanne, but you won't let go of the bloody idyll you had here with her. You won't look at the outside wall, you won't look at the rotten door frame, because you don't want to see the cottage is any different from how it was then. It's you that keeps Joanne alive here, by keeping the cottage frozen in time in your mind, and that is what I hate, Graham.
You're completely wrong about that, Hazel.
Oh.
I'll do it up again. If we get some good weather.
Room 3-7. What does it mean? Between two streams. Oh, yeah. This one and the one that runs down the other side of the field.
Yeah.
Becky, Becky, look. It's a squirrel.
Yay!
Look, what's that?
Your marks are right. There is one. You must come back.
Aww. Aww. Oh! Oh, God, more plaster's fallen off. Oh!
What's wrong?
Oh, God! Graham, look! God, look what's behind it. All these, like, roots and kind of fungus.
What is it?
It's just a bit of fungus.
Look at it, Graham. They're huge. They're revolting. They're all rubbery. They're all over. Look. Look at it underneath the plaster. Look. This is why the plaster's all bulging and loose. Look, it's going into the wall between the stones. God, Graham, it's been dry hot.
No, it's not.
I just don't see the point. What's the point of patching and painting when there's bloody dry rot growing in through the walls?
It isn't dry rot. Dry rot.
I don't care what you call it. There's some kind of bloody trippid growing in through the walls. Oh, and now there's rats in the attic.
They're only mice.
Oh, you made an acquaintance, have you? When have you been in the attic? When have you ever checked it for gaps and holes? They've probably got in because woodworms eaten half the roof away.
They're in the attic, for God's sakes. They're not bothering us down here.
Oh, I can't sleep with that racket going all night. I just don't see the point. I think you've done this before. Patch the place up, quick fix. Just like you tried to give your marriage with Joanne. Cover over the cracks and the damp. It doesn't work. It only rots again in no time.
You've always been dissatisfied here. You've always hated this place. You've forced your view of it on me, and you've managed to spoil my cottage for me. And you're more dissatisfied than ever.
Do you realise that's what you always call it? Your cottage. Yours. That's it, isn't it?
What?
Your cottage. It is yours, isn't it? And yours alone.
It's just a habit of speech.
And very telling. You don't really share this cottage with us.
That's ridiculous. I bring you here every year.
And you know what? I felt bullied into coming. Because you're fanatical about this house. You always have been. So fanatical. You've sacrificed seeing your boys for over a year. What about them?
If I'd lost the cottage, then the boys would have lost it too. Joanne would have sold it.
They lost you for over a year. And the difficulties I had creating a relationship with them after that. I used to blame Joanne.
Well, you know the effort she made to stop me seeing them.
But you didn't have to collude with your stupid fanatical battle over the cottage. It was just as much you. You chose the cottage over your boys. And what about me and Amy? This house was more important to you than getting on with the divorce. It was more important, apparently, than any of us.
Have you been harbouring resentment about that all these years?
Oh, come on, Graham. I tried to put it all behind, but every time we've come back to this place, you've shoved it in my face with your inability to see it for what it is. Your fantasy of the easy rural life, your hippie fantasy in which houses take care of themselves while you just hit about dreaming in the fields. I'll tell you one way in which this cottage is perfect.
Oh? What's that?
It may be a seeping wreck.
Hazel.
But it's an absolutely perfect, watertight illustration of your psychopathology. Your total inability to face up to reality.
They're quarrelling again. Yeah. Here it is. Here's the mouse.
Oh, look!
Oh, look! There it is. It's gone. Where? Down the hole. Oh. They've stopped burrowing.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Looking out. Hey, look at the ridge. Look at the moon.
Oh, hey, wow.
Look at the way the clouds are pouring over the top. Look, you can see them move. All silver. Like a waterfall. Like ribbons. Wow. I wonder if Paul and Mark have ever seen it like that.
Yeah.
It's like magic. It's like a fairyland.
Well, in the end, the roof fell in. Well, it wasn't a storm, but... Then he was forced to admit the place was less than perfect.
Good God.
Too late, John, as far as I was concerned. We were on the way to divorce by then. More wine?
Thanks. He's been working on it since, though, I hear.
Oh, yeah. He accepts completely that he was blind to its faults.
Does he?
Yes. He no longer insists that it's a very dry house. He accepts entirely that it's pretty damp. He's working with it.
Oh?
Apparently the problem all along was modern materials.
Ah.
Yeah, it seems modern plasticated plasters and paints in a house without a damp course and under a cloud for 2/3 of the year are bound to cause trouble. So now he's into traditional materials. Lime plaster and whitewash that'll let the house breathe, knocking it back to the stone and starting again.
Hmm.
But you never really saw it the way it got.
Oh, I saw enough. I did go back once. I went and collected some stuff. Jugs and oddments and things.
Oh, I thought as much.
When I got them home, I chucked them. They depressed me. The place really depressed me. I could see how it was deteriorating fast. Of course, then I blamed you. I saw you as the destructive force.
I fell into that trap. Focusing on you as a problem with the place.
And the problem was him.
His inability to face reality.
Yeah. Right.
So, he's into conservation. Conserving the fantasy.
Finish the wine off.
Anyway, the matter we should be discussing, the interdepartmental meeting.
Wow, Amy, Mark, look at the ridge. Becky, come and tell Contact. The weird effect, look, the sun on the clouds. Hey, Dad. Wow. Mark, come and look at the ridge. It's fixing the water. Going out the back. Oh, I love it here, don't you? Yeah. Isn't it great? Now we can come here ourselves. Here's Mark. Mark, look at the ridge. Oh, here's Paul with the spoon. I've opened the gate. Come on. Oh,
Holiday Home by Elizabeth Baines. Graham was played by Mark Chatterton, Joanne by Deborah McAndrew, and Hazel by Martine Brown. Jack Townley was Paul, Sam Townley was Mark, Alice French was Amy, and Alice Fox was Becky. The director was Michael Fox, and it was a realised production for Radio 4.